So Omle, he said back to him, no, on top of that few days, Omle, he said, Mikarinimbe, do we call the postik of Kiyarchut Mimcha Hamokum Vizavachta? Because the pshat is that by Chulin is, the postik says he's supposed to shecht it outside the base of Migdish. Therefore, if you bring it inside, you chayiv. But this behemoth now, you can't shecht outside because the mother is a shlomim. So since you can't shecht the berichut machim, the place to shecht it is inside the base of Migdish. Shabshit, you're not over in Aveira. Rashi says, the mahosam nafkulon the yoselishkot chulim bazorah. The dashin with dashin, berichut machim atazaveich, far away, but vi atazaveich bekiruv machim, vi azorah. So here, since you can't shecht it outside, pshit, there is no issue to shecht it inside. Now, a similar shalom would be boy minay abayim or Rabbi Yosef. Abayim is another shalom from Rabbi Yosef. What's going to be he chulin of lod shlomim? Let's say according to Rabbi Yochanan that you could be maktish or the uber, or according to Maskonim, or even according to Bapoda, where the mother was a tam and the uber is a tam, you could be maktish the uber. So let's say you're only maktish the uber, the fetus, to be a korban shlomim, and the mother, the cow itself, you left to be chulin. And v'shochuto v'achut, you took this cow and shechted it outside the base of Migdish. Maho, is there an issa of shchitas kotshim v'achutz? Mi mechayiv olay mishem shchut echutz, are you chayiv? Because when you shech the mother now v'achutz, that shchit also helps for the uber, for the fetus, and the fetus is a korban. So of course, consider it like you shechting the korban v'achutz. So are you over the aveir of shchut echutz or not? Oilay. Oilay said back to him, no. Mi karinabe, do we call this postik on this type of a behemah? That says Vaviyam Hashem that you're supposed to bring it inside. But the issue Shchut Echutz is if there's a mitzvah to shecht it inside. Now if you shecht it outside the Azara, you chayiv. But over here, this cow, there's no mitzvah to bring it inside. Since the cow itself, the mother itself, is chulin, you can't bring it inside. So pshita, there's no avera for shechting it outside. And Lishnachun, another lashon is Omla yenta back like this. Roll the pesachoyim ma'itzayovim alof pachutz. Only a korban that's fit to be brought inside the Beis Hamikdash. Then you shecht it outside, then you chayiv. But over here, since it's not fit to be brought inside, therefore, there's no issue shechting it outside. Senech Nami, this mother, you're allowed to shecht outside, even though the mais and the shechit is being done on the shtomim, the uber, the shtomim. But since you can't shecht it inside, there's no issue shechting it outside.
Yeah, Mishnah says now, Ye'en ha-meduma medama elu lefi cheshbin. Meduma, that means if you have truma, that falls into chulin. Let's say you have one apple of truma that falls into other truma, other chulin. Talokar is if it falls into 100 times, it's bottle barayv. If one apple of truma falls into 100 apples of chulin, so it's bottle. But if it falls into less than 100, then it makes those things asa. That's called meduma. So Mishnah says now, en ha meduma is medam el lefi cheshbon. Now from this segment, this mixture now, falls into something else, it only asks according to how much truma was in the first bunch. Now Rashi says, the Gemara will explain exactly what it means. A similar locker is, v'yein ha-mechumetz, mechametz, el lefi cheshbon. Same similar thing also, we have a dough that was made from sourdough of truma. So the first dough, you put some sourdough of truma in there, and it made that dough rise. And now you take from this dough and make another dough rise. So in the second dough, how much of the dough do you have to have against that first piece that comes in? So not that the whole piece is like chomet, is like truma, because it was only a little bit of truma that went in there that made it rise. So it's only lefi cheshbon, we'll see in the Gemara. But like Rashi says on this, ha-mechumetz mechamtz lefi cheshbon means isa shechulin. You had a dough made out of flour from chulin. A little bit of sourdough of truma went into this dough to make it rise. So Reikula Sur, the locker is the whole dough becomes zos, it's not bottle, because it made it rise. Now, if from part of this dough now falls into another dough, Shechulin v'chim tzosa, and this small piece now makes that big dough rise. Same rice rosoi, the piece that falls in now only makes the dough awesome. Elufi Cheshbon saw Truma Shemuruv Bo, only according to how much Truma really was in the first dough, not that whole piece. Elufi Cheshbon saw Truma Shemuruv Bo Kloima, Im Nofla Bisach Reina, it falls into the second dough, from the first dough, Sheer Godel, a big piece. Kolkach Shehebai Misor Shal Truma Shneschamsu Mimenu, that enough of the dough of Truma that first fell in would be in this piece now that the true Meshaboy would make the second one rise, then it'd be Yosa. But if not, then it's bottle and it doesn't ask for the second dough. So that's called Eina Machum Mitzmechamet Salofi Cheshbin. And it's similar also V'yein HaMayim Shuvim. Mayim Shuvim is water that you fetched, a person fetched with a kli. So we know it passes the mikvah. But the Mishnah says it only Eina HaMayim Shuvim Paisim Mitzmech Salofi Cheshbin. Only according to a certain cheshbin, a certain amount. So seeing the Gemara exactly what we're talking about, what type of amount, how does Mayim Shuvim passel the mikvah? Like this, usually the lochur is that before you have a complete mikvah 40 saw, if you have 3 lugim of Mayim Shuvim fall in, that passels the mikvah. So see in the Gemara what the Mishnah means, the fi cheshbin. Another lochur is v'ein mechatis. The loch of mechatis, then you have the ashes of the paradum which you throw into water, into Mayim Chayim, oisem mechatis el im matin o efer. It's only at the time when you throw the ashes into the water that makes a kiddush. In other words, first you have to have water in the kli, mayim chayim, that you fetch the well water, and then you throw the ashes of the paradum into the water, that's mekadesh the water. And not the opposite way, not if you first put the ashes into the kli and then pour the water. But rather you have to have the water first and then the ashes. Another locher is v'yein beis hapras, oisin beis hapras. Beis hapras, that's if you had a field, that there was a kever, somebody was buried there, and you plowed over the field. So the whole field now is a suffix, maybe some bones of the mace is on that field. The locher is, if you had one field like that, and then you plowed another field next to it, so the fields around it do not get the locher base of press also. That's called one base of press cannot make another base of press. The Rashi says, a field that you plowed through one grave there, so that sod becomes also. But the fields around it do not become asa. But then the Mishnah says, the yain truma acha truma. Once you take truma off from your peiris, so that's it, it becomes chulin. If you take a second time truma, you can't do that. You can't take truma after you took truma once. Like once you take off even a little bit of the peiris, so that little bit makes it, there's no more truma here. So you can't take off a second time. And v'yein tumura oisa tumura. So look at it to us. If you make tumura once on a korban, you take your behemoth chulin next to the behemoth kachim and say zutachazu, so the behemoth chulin becomes kaddish with the kedusha's tumura. But now you can't take another behemoth chulin next to this tumura and take the kedusha off it. That's called one tumura, you cannot make another tumura. V'loi ha'vlad oisa tumura. A vlad kachim means if you makdish a cow and then the cow becomes pregnant and he gives birth, so that Vlad also has Kedusha. But the Vlad, you cannot make Tmura from the Vlad. Since you are not Maktish the Vlad by itself, it's Kaddish automatically by itself, it's not called Kedusha Saper, it can't make Tmura. This Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, have Vlad, I said Tmura, yes, you couldn't make Tmura from the Vlad. The Maisa, the Vlad now is Kaddish, has Kedusha Saguf on it. So therefore, if you take another Behemoth Chulu next to it, you could say, Zutachazu. On this, Omru Loi, the Chama said back, and the Chama says back to you to know, Omru Loi, Hegdish Oysa Tmura. Only something you amatish Shur means the Peh could make Truma. But V'yein HaVlad Oysa Tmura. But the Vlad right now, since it's not a Kedusha's Peh, that cannot make Tmura. Now the Gemara says, Man Tan, who's the Tan at the beginning of the Mishnah that says, Eina Maduma Madam El Lefi Cheshbon, who is that Tana? Some Rabbi Chiya Barabba, Om Rabbi Yechanan, the like Rabbi Eliezer. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. It's not, we learn like this. That saw shel truma, shenofla lepochos mimei chulin. One saw, one barrel of truma, fell into a lot of chulin, but there's less than 100 times of the chulin. So therefore, we need to mow, the whole thing becomes awesome. The Rabban and Pasha, it's awesome, it's not bottle barayv. Now, fenofla min amaduma. Some of this mixture now, a few of these apples now, fall l'makamachr into another place. So Rebbe Lezer says, medama kitruma vaday. These apples that fall out of here, since it has a din meduma on it, we consider as if it's mamash vaday truma. And when it falls into like to another pile, it only becomes botla if you have 100 times as much as what falls in. And like the Gemara says, why, in the parentheses, what does Ben Reb Lezer? Shanyan, because I have to say, Lechurma, to say that Tzor Shanoflu, he Shalsa, that the Tzor of Truma that fell in here, when you take out one Tzor, maybe that whole Tzor is exactly the Truma that fell in. Therefore, you have to go Lechurma to say, whatever comes out now and falls someplace else, you need 100 times as much as that to be Mavatlet. However, the chomer, like it says in our Mishnah, no, ain medamas elo lifi cheshbon shebo, no. So again, if this one barrel of truma fell in, let's say, to 50 barrels of truma, so it comes out right now 1/50th is truma. So if one barrel out of these now falls someplace else, so only 1/50th really is truma. So all you have to have is 100 times over that 1/50th that fell in. You don't need to have 100 times this barrel that falls in. That's the Mishnah means. Ein hamaduma medam elo lefi cheshbon. Only according to how much actually truma there is in this barrel now, do you need connected in the second pile? Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, ein hamachumitz mechametz elo lefi cheshbon. So again, the Gemara says, Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Yechanan, mas nisim d'loik Rav Eliezer. Our Mishnah is not like Rav Eliezer. It's not learned like this. Saor shel chulin v'shel truma shenoflu toichisa. He had some sourdough, both from chulin and from truma, that fell into this dough, and together it made it rise. V'loy bozek kedei lahachmitz, v'loy bozek kedei lahachmitz. Neither by itself was enough. There was not enough sourdough of chulin or of truma by itself to make it rise, but rather it rise together. Both worked together. This is called Zevezegurim. You have two things causing it to rise. Then it's therefore together, it worked together, Vechimtsu, and it made a chametz. So Rebbe Eliezer said, the locher is, Acher, Achron, Anibo. I go after the last thing that fell in. If the last thing that fell in was Truma, it's Asa. The last thing that fell in was Chulin, it's Muta. Vechachom, Nechom, say, Vechachom, Moimrim, Bein, Shenofal, Issa, Lechatila, whether what fell in first was the Issa. Or bein shenofal isa b'sayv, where the last thing we fell in the dis doesn't make a nafkamina. The yoylam ain't osar elo, la olam ain't osar atchei b'kadel hachmitz. It's only yosef, if the original dough which fell in, the sourdough of truma, it by itself can make it chametz. Then we say it's osar. But if it by itself cannot make it rise, it's only with the help of the other thing, then we say like zev is zegurim is muta. And really, the reason why Mishnah is not like Reb Lezer, because the Gemara brings down, the Gemara Psachim learns out, that not that Reb Lezer says you go after the last thing, that's only where you went fast and took out the Issa. But, in other words, first this some sourdough of Shuma fell in, and then the Chulin fell in. So we say, if you later take out the sourdough of Shuma, then it becomes Muta. But if you leave both of them there, then it's always Asa. Because Rabbi Lezer Shita is Zev is the Gurm is also. Meaning to say again, when these two sourdoughs fell into this big dough, even though the amount of truma that fell in is not enough to make it chametz, still Zev is the Gurm is also. Since the truma and the chulin work together, when two things work together, Zev is the Gurm is also, according to Rabbi Lezer. So that's why our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Lezer. Our Mishnah says that the chametz is only kidei lefi cheshbon. Meaning to say, you have to make sure that the amount of truma that fell in here now, in the second pile, is enough by itself to make it chametz. But according to Rabbi Lezer, you would not need that. He holds Zev as a Gurm is also, even if only a little bit fell in. Even though you need the chulin to make it also rise. But if it works together, that's also awesome. So Kitzah Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. Then the Mishnah says, V'yein ha'mayim shuvim poistam es ha'mik fellu lefi cheshbon. So what does that mean? Mantan, who's the Tan of our Mishnah? Omer Rabbi Chiyah Rabba, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, it's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Again, not like Rabbi Eliezer, like we said before, this is a different person. This is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Mishnah goes like him. The Tanan would learn like this. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimer. Mikvo shiyesh poi eschrim v'yachaso negishomen. You have a mikvo that you started to fill it up already with kosher or rainwater, and you have already more than half of the mikvo. You have 21 so. You need 40 saw to make the mikvah. So you have already roiv of the mikvah with mayim sherim. So lochur is now, how do you fill up the rest? If you want to, is mamala bekesef. You can mamash take on your shoulders, like have mayim shuvim, fetch water. Tisha esrei saw, another 19 saw you could fetch, and carry it on your shoulders. Opoiske le mikvah. Opoiske means you have to let it like run into the mikveh, not pour it in, but rather Rashi says make a hole near the mikveh and pour the water into that hole, and then the water would roll along the ground. That's called hamshocha. If the water rolls on the ground, that's also a mitar and makes the mayim shuvim, that the mikveh becomes kosher. That's called the poiskul mikveh. Let this water be mamshich, roll along the ground into the